Thou hast sent Thy Son, oh Father, made us one. Oh my Father, made us one. That the world may know that the world may know Thou hast sent Thy Son, oh Father, make us. Sing it with all your heart now. Oh my Father, make us one. Oh no! To the Lamb of God this morning. Oh, my Father, make us one. Oh, my Father, oh, Lord, that the world Thou hast sent Thy Son, oh Father. Oh, one more time, every hand raised, every eye closed. Oh, Jesus, well now, Father, City, you know that the Holy Spirit is here this morning. You may be seated. We will now hear from our pastor, Brother Coleman.
God bless you, church. Shall we stand? Amen. I'd like to invite your attention to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 6 and 7. It reads on this wise. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Now this word perfect here in the Greek, it means mature, full grown. So howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are full grown and mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to know it, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. In other words, when we would get this revelation, we would be lifted up into the glory that we had before. Amen. 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 Shall we bow our heads in a word of prayer? Father, we have read thy word, and thou knowest the condition of my body and how I am. So I pray that you would touch me to be able just to say a few words to the people, to post them to the third phase / third pool. Anoint the word to the people, open their understanding to the season, to the time, to the word, and to what is going on. And Lord God, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory, for we ask it in your name and for your sake. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I'm going to move along quickly because I have a couple of things I want to do. First of all, this morning's message is My Father Worketh Hitherto and I Work. And it is the December 6, 1981 was the capping off of the Elohim Inspiration. And in the morning was to know him from the beginning, which you had before we went to Penn Harris. And I told some of you to read it the last couple of days. And then at that night was My Father Worketh Hitherto and I Work. So you'll understand what's going on. And then to post you to the time, I have excerpts, an excerpt from The Fullness of Time, page 8 through page 14. So now I want to greet you, New York and Pennsylvania, and all the different visitors that are here this morning. God bless you and welcome to the church. I'd like to greet Brother Damaso from Chile. He's here with us this morning. God bless you, my brother. I'll see you after. And also Brother Linwood Perry and his wife, and from Baltimore, along with Brother Ray Oates and Brother Ralph Thomas, and our visitors from England, and my niece is here. Also Rakia, I want to see you after Rakia, with Elijah and Krista. I want to see them. Amen. And Brother Anudu and his wife with his sons, Maranatha and True Life, and daughter, Sister Rapture. Well, that's wonderful. You got a True Life, Maranatha, and Sister Rapture. Praise God. You can't beat that, I'll tell you that. Amen. Praise God. It's all right. And I believe Brother Olu and Brother Aya were supposed to be here with Lagos Church. I don't know whether they're here yet, but we greet you. Amen. So, and all the visitors from everywhere, Trinidad and all different places in England, wherever. And also on our hookup, we have, of course, Holyoke, Massachusetts, and Westminster, upstate New York. And we have also Brother LeBron and his church. God bless you, Brother LeBron. Amen. And also Fort Wayne and a little group down there. And Brother LeBron, I want to thank you for the gift. I got it the other day here of the 12 oils of Jerusalem. So thank you, my brother. So praise God. And while we're here, amen, I'm going to go along quickly here, Brother Norman. Just a thought, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. So friends, what can we say about the Penn Harris Convention? Praise God. Stand to your feet and salute the Holy Ghost. He's the one that made it possible. Amen. Yes, sir, you may be seated. Penn Harris Convention, what a battle, but what a victory. Amen. So, to my understanding, this convention witnessed the following thing. As you know, my inspiration from May 1974 has been three phases that were hidden in brother in God's in God's second coming of the Lord. And it was three phases hidden there on page 13. And the Lord spoke and told me that these three phases are hid in my second coming. And these three phases will hook into Malachi 4's third pull. So he said, when you reach the first one was brotherly love, and that was capped off in Georgia in 1974. And that started from 1966 and capped off in 1974, 9 years. And then Holy Decency came in 1975 in Fort Wayne. And then that was capped off in 1983 with the outpouring of the baptism of the Holy Ghost in New York and across the world. Amen. So now the number three is what took place in Penn Harris. And that's place in Christ, adoption time. So, you heard about it for 20 some years, but now we're here. Amen. So, I want to read something to you. And May 6, 1992, I was preaching about contending for the faith. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me, pick up your pen and write. And I called it The Faith. Then I was speaking about these false anointed. These guys come in the message to pervert it and resist the truth. And now the 18 years has exposed them. Now you count 18 years from 92 up to now. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart on May 6, 1992. I think you're quiet now. You're kind of bathed down and your head is locked over, huh? Anyway, I'll share this with you. May 6, the Lord just spoke to my heart. He speaks to you too, huh? Sure. He said, he told me anyway, the third pull was here as the original faith, the faith. We had to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered and restored back by Malachi 4 through our first phase. I just explained it to you, second phase. And now as we reach our third phase, watch what's going on here today. This was June 7th. Now I'm talking about today here. Because July 11th. What's going on here today? We actually connect with Malachi 4's third pull, which is the original apostolic faith, the faith. So as you come up out of that mess you've been in all these years, can't understand nothing, and get up on that third phase, you connect with the third pull. The opening of the seven seals, it locks right in. See it, Nathaniel? Do you see it, Nathaniel? Well, he sure did. He sure preached about it. Amen. Do you see it, church? It locks in. We actually connect with Malachi 4's third pull, which everybody don't know what it is, and we connect with it. We raise up on that third phase and connect with it, which is the original apostolic faith, the faith. Watch with signs, wonders, and miracles, and outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So we don't have to say anything. That's the faith being revealed. So all the arguing and fussing, I'm finished with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I've been out there already. You may be seated. I'm still writing. This is what he told me to write. for the day that we strike our third phase, I say, well, maybe today, huh? This is 1992. It immediately connects the day that it happens. It immediately connects right into Malachi 4, third pull, the opening of the word. And then we are back to the watch, to the word and the spirit. Reference the spoken word is the original seed. And that's why I played for you those tapes on the spoken word and the spirit, mechanics and dynamics to prepare you for Penharris, because I knew we was back to the Bible, back to the word. This will be preached. Now watch, you ministers here. This will be preached as a revelation of the Son of Man. You're going to have to know who Elohim is, or you won't even be able to preach it. The revelation of the Son of Man making you ready for the rapture. Thank God there's some servants of God coming on to be anointed and filled with the Holy Ghost. A fivefold ministry to preach the revelation of the Son of Man. I thank God I stood for it this far. If it's his purpose for me to go on, and I say today, if I'm going to go on, then he'll heal me and I'll be here. Otherwise, I'll stay home. I'll go on. If it's not, I'll just stay right here, you know, kind of teach a little bit and go on. Amen. And so I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. From henceforth, there's a crown laid up for me. Believers are this. All right, you got it. Then we connect with Malachi 4, third pull, the opening of the seven seals as the true word of God, the faith. Okay, let's nail it down. The faith restored back by Malachi 4 and re-preached in New York City since 1966. And it's at this time that the seven thunders from page 304, at this time, when you connect into the prophet's third pull, there's a promise laying there for you, page 304, the fourth seal, utter the seven thunder voices to reveal the faith. So when we got to Penharris, then it's a time for we to connect into the third pull and opening of the word, the mysteries revealed, and then page 304, the seven thunders will utter their voices to the group, and that will be on the third phase. You see it now? It will utter his voices to you. Be no more questioning. At that day you shall know. But wait, don't get all nervous and frustrated. Sit down a minute. This will be preached as a revelation of the Son of Man making you ready for the rapture on his third phase. You know, St. Matthew 16, whom the men say I, the Son of Man, am. Well, they don't know who you are. He said, I know they don't. They don't know it in the message who I am either. He said, well, they think you're Jeremiah's, one of the prophets. He said, I know that. He said, but who do ye individuals say I am? He said, but who do ye individuals say I am? Elohim dropped down. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Elohim dropped down March, April, May, June. Come on. Come on. Give me a shout. Elohim dropped down to Penharris. That's what's going on. Because Brother Brian preached on it. You may be seated. But who do you individuals say I am? Elohim dropped down. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. My Father, Elohim, in heaven, has revealed this to you. Not flesh and blood. Amen, Reuben. You got it, Reuben. I feel like getting up here and walk. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Now you understand what's going on. You may be seated. My Father in heaven has revealed this to you, not flesh and blood. So I can't reveal nothing to you. That's why I asked you for your testimonies. Flesh and blood can't give you nothing. I couldn't give it to you for 30, 40 years. I wanted to know what happened to you, Job. Where was thou? When Elohim, the whirlwind, dropped down. Amen. Sitting there wondering, what am I talking about? Amen. Glory. You may be seated. Do you understand now, New York? What happened in the spring? You missed the whole thing. Amen. I even spoke to you about your good self. Because good self is connected into Job and you getting a blessing. And me being healed. Elohim don't want your good self. Because there's Buddha and Hindu and Zins and everybody else far better than these Christians. Pray more, worship more, do everything else more. He don't want that from us. He wants that word seed that was back with him. And that word seed will add faith on word on top of word on top of word on top of word. That's what Elohim wants, not our good selves. Amen. You may be seated. My Father in heaven has revealed this to you, not flesh and blood. So I can't reveal nothing to you. I'm free. I cannot reveal anything to you no matter where I went. You may be seated. I went to Europe, South Africa, South America. Why did I go there for? What did I go there for? To contend for the faith. That's what I was doing all these years. I was contending for the faith. That was once delivered to Malachi for. Why did I go there? To contend for the faith. That's what I went for. Well, praise God. Seven thunders gives faith for rapture and grace. This is what he showed me. Amen. God bless you. So, what's going on here today? As we reach our third phase, we automatically connect with the third pull. Brother Coleman, what is the third pull? The opening of the word. The mysteries revealed. What mysteries? The hidden mysteries. Revelation 10:7. The mystery of God should be finished. Do you know where you're at today? New York, PA, in July 2004. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. On page 45, he reads the scripture there, and he comes on down about Paul saying here, I think it's the fourth or fifth verse, my speech and my beseeching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. See, there's the gospel. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Didn't say go teach. He said go preach. In other words, demonstrate the power. And these signs shall follow them. Just teaching don't do it. It takes the actual Spirit, Elohim, who will be here on the third phase to demonstrate the power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. See, change the man. Now, not what I can explain away and say he's not the same. He is the same. If I do that, surely it shows me that, surely a man telling me that would be showing me that he don't have the revelation, the threefold revelation of God. So then he hits 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. And how be it in weakness among you that are perfect, and yet we are not with the wisdom of the world, but of the princes of this world that come to know it. We speak the wisdom of God in mystery. And Brother Branham says, see the threefold mystery of God, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world to our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, none of the priests, rabbis, and so anybody knew anything about it. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So now we see Elohim's back part of his mind. I think Brother David Thompson said that in the back part of your mind, is, I think it's in three sections back there. You get it? Threefold mystery. And the threefold mystery was sealed by seven thunders. And also Brother Branham on Super Sign Southgate 1962, he tied the threefold mystery, the mystery of God, Revelation 10:7, and the seven thunder mysteries, he tied it all together, and he revealed every mystery. So So now we understand now that we have to be mature, we have to be full grown, we have to be perfect, and then if we then the threefold mystery will be revealed to us. It's a threefold revelation of the hidden wisdom in a mystery, and Christ is that mystery. A threefold mystery of God, even the hidden wisdom of God. It can only come to mature Christians, golden brown seeds. Let me give you a little testimony here. 1973, I told it before, I went down my first time with the family down to Pennsylvania and to find my roots down in Pennsylvania. And went down to Mount Pocono and different places there and enjoyed the Pennsylvania countryside. And there, my friend sent me a letter. We were very, you know, we used to talk back and forth. And some things were going on in the tabernacle, and he would just write me a letter, just see if I had anything to say about it. The Lord told me, don't answer that. He says, then he gave me the scripture, this scripture, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, mature. So did you catch what I said? Don't bother with anybody in the message until we come to this day. I don't care who it is. You understand what I've been doing now? And he also gave me, maybe seated, Jehoshaphat and Ahab. When Ahab tried to trick Jehoshaphat, he asked Jehoshaphat for his bride robe. And he put it on impersonating. But the king of Syria, they knew who he was anyway. And they killed him. And then the Lord gave me the scripture. He said, when my people get away from human leaders, I will come to him. To them. Who is he? Elohim will come. And we see that the human leaders have just about played out. Totally dry, dead, shook. Amen. No anointing, no nothing. So it's time for Elohim to come to his people. Yes, sir. So now, this threefold mystery of God, even the hidden wisdom, all these hidden mysteries, can only come to mature Christians, golden brown seeds, full-grown corns of wheat in the July hot sun, which we're in now, which is charity, which is the dynamics, which is Elohim returning in power in the time of life, which is sunlit. The seven angels, Malachi 4's message, mechanics with promise of dynamics, remain after sunset. And it stayed 28 minutes, and it was sunlit. So July, hot sun, charity is sunlit. It's also the intelligence. Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding. Perfect, mature, full grown, no more children, ready to become young men. To these people we do impart a higher wisdom previously hidden in threefold mysteries sealed by seven thunders in the back part of God's mind. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. On September 20th, 1974, God began to reveal this hidden wisdom with the revelation of the seven thunders. Seven thunders, seven voices, seven church ages. 7 years to the day, 1981, Elohim began to reveal himself to me. I'm just going to say certain things to my church, but they're all visitors here. So don't take anything out of here, friends, out of context, please. Amen. So September 2nd began, the Lord began to speak to me, and he told me to study the Revelation series, Hebrews, Seven Seals, COD book, Spoken Word Original Seed, Adoption, and other books, Daniel series, I began to study these books in September 1981. I was looking to understand about what is the revelation of the dynamics. How do I get it down here in New York? And then I also wanted to know, how do I preach the Lamb's Book of Life? What is the revelation? How can I preach it? So after he told me to study the books I just read to you, I just mentioned, then on September 2nd, 1981, may start with some of you, but I'm going to let you know, because there's 17 tapes to go out with the Elohim inspiration on it, and to you brethren that will receive it. So I want you to know where that come from. And here's where it come from. September 2nd, 1981, the Lord told me this: the Spirit of God shall come upon you and open the scriptures to you, listen, to you in a way that has never been done, listen, to any man after my prophet, Brother William Branham. You shall rightly divide my word on the spot with such power that Satan's kingdom shall literally shake. That's what's going on. Amen. Praise God. You got it? Amen. So you may be seated. So now you understand where it come from. Do you understand what I was studying? Revelation series, seven seals, Hebrews, COD. I was studying all of that. Amen. So then September 20th, 1981, he told me the seventh thunder mysteries comes to the bride as the revealed word, a seed that will bring forth the miracle. September 20th, 1981, when the Holy Spirit came to me 5 o'clock in the morning before I preached, in the beginning was the word. He revealed to me the revelation of Elohim. Now here it is, the revelation of the seven spirits of Elohim being the attributes of God as a thought, great supernatural God, is the revelation of the dynamics to the mechanics. And then he told me that the Lamb's Book of Life is in two parts, Elohim as an attribute thought in Elohim, and then it's expressed in the Logos as a word seed in the Logos Theophany. And then number three, it becomes a manifested word, the bride, in the seven church ages, in your generation, in your season. And that's what's going on now. On your message, to know him from the beginning, on page 8, I was speaking here about setting the church in order, and that's what is being done today. And setting in order, and then God set it in all in order. Then September 20th, I believe it was August 30th rather, in blessing I will bless thee. September 20th, 7 years to the day from 74 the thunders, 81, 7 years to the day, Elohim, seven thunders, seven spirits. But still there's something laying there, a revelation. Then how can we be perfect? Well, them seven spirits is Elohim. And you catch the revelation here now. So Elohim had to reveal to you that he is the seven spirits. Now you know how to get back to him. So you're only going back to where you were in the beginning, way back before there was a beginning, and now you know how to get back there on the third phase. For the seven thunders will utter their voices to you. So therefore, you may be seated. Catch this. So therefore, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit around again next week? Do I have to come back in here next week again like this? No, I won't be here. And I have to come back in here again, and you got seven more spirits? Or are you going to finally make up your mind to die? What are you going to do? That's what this weekend is all about. And you have to make up your mind. It's on you. Well, praise God. Can we say amen? Amen, Pennsylvania. Amen, Pennsylvania. I have to come down there soon, Pennsylvania. I have to get well, because there's some leftover spirits from 1998, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, and 2004. And I'm coming down to clean it out. I want you to know that. Amen. The way it is there now, that's never going to be in God's kingdom. No. Laissez-faire, laid back, just that. No. We're going to worship, brother. We want to praise God. Amen. We're getting ready to build a new church in Pennsylvania. Amen. So that spirit that is there now will not, it won't even be in this church here. It will never come into the new church. God will make sure of that. Amen. Talk to you more about it, Pennsylvania. Glory. So this has been on my heart long before Brother Brian come down. Amen. This has been on my heart for years. I just couldn't do it. It's out of the season. And I didn't have my health and so forth. You may be seated. Now that one sent wave shocks through there, huh? Amen. But I can see the sons of God are shouting down there. Amen. At last, Brother Cohen, thank God at last. We'll get this spirit out of here. Yes, sir. Yeah, all them. Well, praise the Lord. All them spiked heels and things and form-fitting clothes. That ain't going to be on the third phase. You know that. Come on. That's going out of here. Children, you ought to have been there when the Lord saved me. Children, you ought to have been there when the Lord saved me. Well, he picked me up and turned me around, planted my feet on higher ground. Higher ground. Third phase. Amen. Glory. Okay, let me hurry up here. Glory. So starting today, we will begin to impart, maybe seated, a higher wisdom to God's elect bride, to the perfect, the mature, right seed of God with all of the food value in it. The seven thunders of page 304, fourth seal, will give faith to lift us up into the glory that we had in Elohim and Logos. Oh, yes, sir. I have 17 Elohim series tapes to share with my friends and to know him. I just read that from the beginning. Okay, the third phase, third pull. Now, because the revelation of the dynamics is the seven spirits of Elohim. When I seen that connected with the attributes which forms, then I realized that seven spirits, seven rainbows came down to the earth, condescending. And then that was perfection. Then the only way back is with that perfection, seven rainbows, seven spirits. So that is the revelation of Elohim, the dynamics. Are you following me? So therefore, on the third phase, the reflection, this is my thought, I'm going to speak on it, the reflection of the seven spirits of Elohim as seven living voices in the Omega Bride. So these seven spirits are going to reflect back here as seven living voices. Amen. And it'll form the word image in you to bring you to a perfect man, Ephesians 4:13. Don't forget now, it's got to cap off Joseph's perfection, the revelation of it, November 10, 1964. So that's got to be capped off with Joseph's rainbow coat. Which will be a perfect man. So the opening of the word, the third pull, the mysteries revealed. The fivefold ministry will preach the hidden mysteries of Revelation 10, 7. There's hidden mysteries that have to be preached, friends. Seven live voices. Look at the time here. Should I do that? Or maybe I should. Seven Live Voices, Montreal, Canada. You have the book, 1976, page 36. This will explain to you what this is all about here. Just think tonight, friends, the life is in you. It's in us tonight. I'm finished now. And one last quote here. I was looking for it and I found it. My guide, 10/14/62, on the same night that he had preached the statue of a perfect man, he spoke these inspired words. That's the reason the coming of the seals at the finishing of the seventh seal, the mystery of God should be finished. Hold that. The mystery of God would not be finished in the opening, but at the finishing. Okay? It should be finished. To know who God is, or what he is, how he lives, his nature, his being. Now do you understand the threefold witness? Who God is, who you are, who Satan is? It ties into the mystery of God. His nature, his being, all about him. That's what's going on. How he lives, his nature, his being. We know he prophesied at the finishing of the seventh seal, not the opening, but the finishing. The opening would be silence and would be a secret you wouldn't know. And they, after 39 years, they still don't know. They think it's closed. It's closed to some people, but it's open to the bride. Amen. But now watch. He prophesied at the finishing of the seven seals, not the opening, but the finishing. The opening would be silence and would be a secret you wouldn't know. But when, come on now, when you take the book and eat the book, then you'll know, you eat the whole roll. You'll know who God is. You'll know how he lives. You'll know all about God. For the seven thunders under the seventh seal will reveal the entire Bible. The seven thunders will reveal the hidden mysteries. And the hidden mysteries is the opening of the Word. The mysteries revealed. And that's going on now. Now watch. Where are you supposed to be at? We are supposed to be way up there at that time. At the finishing of the seventh seal, we should be way up there. We should be way up there at that time. Brings us into the full stature of sons and daughters of God, a church that is washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you notice? We cannot, you may be seated, we cannot know God's mystery of himself, who God is, what he is, how he lives, his nature, his being, until the finishing of the seventh seal. Then we are supposed to be way up there. Now watch. We are supposed to have added by revelation faith, by revelation faith, all the way up to brotherly kindness. Have you added that by faith? Is that what Elohim is all about? So you're up there now. You know who God is, his nature, his being, how he lives. You're here. That's where you are. Amen. Brings us into the full, to the stature of a perfect man. You may be seated. A church that's washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, the fullness of the atonement. 2 Peter 1:4 through 7 is his blood of the seven church ages. The seventh seal, not the six seals, but the seventh seal finishes the mystery of God and brings us into the stature of a perfect man. Do you understand, church? The six seals cannot do it. Then if the seventh seal is closed, as they say in the message, well then, in the seven thunders, it reveals who God is and all about him. So therefore, if there's no thunders, then they don't know who God is. Finishes the mystery of God and brings us into the stature of a perfect man. Here we stand tonight. And maybe the last one is called in. When the last one comes in, down comes the power of God and seals up the bride. Well, we're here. So here we are. So now we come to the third phase, adoption time, placing Christ. Young men now, we got rid of the children, amen, and Pentecostal babies, to be seasoned out to adoption now. And you're going to have to fight as an individual for every piece of ground you're going to stand on. That's right. So now, okay, now preparing you for the tape that I'm going to put on now here. Adoption part two, so you understand what you're looking for, what you're facing. Page 54, paragraph 185 through 191. Now, after the son has been seasoned out and is matured, let's say around July 1st, 2004, he's ready now, amen, to go into a place of trying to be seasoned out, but he's mature now. Oh, that's my son. That's my boy. Well, you think he's well matured? Yep, sure do, said the Holy Spirit. I've given him tests. Boy, I tried him this way, tried him that way. I threw him down sick. I put him under. I stomped him. I let the devil do everything to him that he could do. He came right back up again. That's right. He come the same, come up again. I made him sick. I done this. I throwed him in the hospital. I took him out here and I done this. I done that. I turned his wife against him. I turned his neighbors against him. I turned everything. That didn't make a bit of difference. He said, though he slay me, yet I'll trust him. I killed his family. Devil sure did. He cursed my family, my son, my daughters, my son-in-law. He sure did. That's right. I killed his family. Lying, all kind of lies out there. I took this. I did this. I done all this. I did this, that, the other. Still he stood right up. Though he slay me, yet I'll serve him. He's mine. Amen. Come on now, the third phase ain't for no jellyfish. Come on. You gotta be men, women. Amen. That little baby's crying and camping around. Huh? Oh well, I believe we ought to call them out somewhere to have a little special place and have an adoption. Now, when the father in the Old Testament understood that his son was come of age and had been seized out into adoption, they're born the child, but their son right then, when you're born again, you become a son. Amen. But they'll never be no more than just a child, just an ordinary son, until they mature and show what they are. Then he calls them out. Then. Now, here we are, church. Are you ready? Now, it's a little bit late. Everybody, bite your finger, pinch your soul, pluck your heart. Just a minute. And we're going to place the church now. Amen. So, this morning's tape, may be seated. I lay out the inspiration for the season. And before you begin to say you made a mistake, that's all on the tape. That's expected. If you're in training, you have to make mistakes. So don't come in here with a pencil with no eraser on it. You understand? Amen. In other words, you can't say, I made a mistake, I might as well quit, I might as well sit down. What are you talking about? Get back in there. Amen. So, we have come to the third phase, adoption time, place of trying. Young men, no more children and babies, to be seasoned out to adoption now. And you're going to fight as individuals on the third phase. We'll have to fight. Amen. And the New York ministry and New York and PA, now you may be seated. So now in the convention, what happened? I explained it to you. the New York City ministry was on display. In every form and fashion of it, the ministry, the deacons, ushers, musicians, singers, song leaders, sound people, everybody. God put it on display as a sign. I'm trying to think, do you have time? Because I don't want to hold you. Well, if you have to go, you go. Okay, but you have got to know where you are. And I'm trying to tell you this morning. Amen. Okay, then, if you have the time, there's a half an hour here to let you know exactly where you are. And then comes the tape after. So, okay, Brother Norman, play the excerpt from The Fullness of Time.
I ain't got time to read it.
No tengo tiempo para leerlo.
But on Psalm 98,
pero Salmo 98,
verse 1 through 9,
verso 1 a 9,
explains about the joy before the judgment.
Explica el juicio antes del el gozo antes del juicio.
But on Psalm 89:15,
pero Salmo 89:15,
blessed is the people,
bienaventurado es el pueblo,
that know the joyful sound,
que conoce el regocijo.
Blessed is the people,
bienaventurado el pueblo,
that know the joyful sound,
que sabe aclamarte.
They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance.
Andará, oh Jehová, en la luz de tu rostro.
When all else is dark,
cuando todo lo demás es oscuro,
there shall be light in the eventide.
Habrá luz en el atardecer.
The joyful sound,
el sono de gozo,
comes just before judgment.
Viene antes del juicio.
We know the joyful sound.
Nosotros sabemos el sonido.
And we are walking in the light.
Y estamos caminando en la luz.
What light?
¿Qué luz?
2 Peter 1:4-7.
Segundo Pedro 1:4.
That's the light.
Esa es la luz.
We know the joyful sound.
Sabemos el sonido de gozo.
We raise up and say with all faith.
Nos levantamos y decimos con toda fe.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Ven, Señor Jesús.
We have all faith now.
Tenemos toda fe ahora.
On agape love.
En amor agape.
Hear ye him.
A él oí.
Southern Indiana.
Santa Indiana.
1958. Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
these signs shall follow them that believe.
Estas señales seguirán los que creen.
God, when he brings his children in a place of all faith,
Dios cuando trae sus hijos en un lugar de todo creer,
and overshadows that,
y hace sombra,
and positionally puts them,
y lo posiciona,
into the place where they are supposed to be,
en el lugar donde deben estar.
Amen. Did you hear what I said?
Oíste lo que dije.
When he brings you to a position of all faith,
cuando él te trae una posición de toda fe,
has his hour come?
Ha llegado la hora.
God bringing his children into a position of all faith.
Dios trae sus hijos en una posición de toda fe.
All the mysteries,
todos los misterios,
all the revelations,
todas las revelaciones,
and seven thunders gives all faith.
Y siete truenos dan toda fe.
And God overshadows seven thunders.
Entonces Dios hace sombra sobre
caring,
y calidad.
Positionally puts you in your place.
Te posiciona en tu lugar.
Where you belong at.
A donde tú perteneces.
In this hour.
En esta hora.
A joyful sound.
Un sonido de gozo viene.
I'm a son of the King.
Hijo de rey.
I'm a child of the King.
Hijo de rey soy.
Hallelujah. What a faith.
Qué fe.
What an absolute.
Qué absoluto.
What a temple.
Tiempo de amarrar.
God. A more sure word of prophecy.
Una palabra más segura de profecía.
Amen. Are all the seeds in?
Cuando todo se ve,
is this fruit time?
¿Es tiempo de fruto?
Has the harvest been gathered in?
¿Ha sido traída la siega?
Is the door fixed to be closed?
¿Están listas las puertas para cerrar?
Has the seventh thunder blood claimed the last seed?
¿Ha reclamado la sangre de siete truenos la última simiente?
Or is a little time left?
¿O hay tiempo todavía?
The blood,
la sangre,
claims the earth.
Reclama la tierra.
Sanctifies the earth.
Santifica la tierra.
Amen. Making the earth,
haciendo la tierra,
ready for the holy fire,
listo para el fuego santo.
There's your seven thunders.
Ahí están sus siete truenos.
The seven thunders went out.
Los siete truenos salieron.
To call,
para llamar,
and claim,
y reclamar,
and sanctify,
y santificar.
Way down in Chile,
hey.
Argentina, Bolivia,
Argentina, en Chile,
Puerto Rico,
Puerto
Venezuela,
Rico, Venezuela,
South Africa, Europe,
Africa, Europa,
all over,
por todo lugar.
Seven thunders given all faith.
Siete te da toda fe.
Claiming you.
Para reclamarte.
Sanctifying you.
Santificarte.
Making you ready.
Para hacerte listo.
Cherry never fails.
Caminar nunca falla.
Hallelujah. You're overshadowed.
Te han hecho sombra.
Like Peter was overshadowed.
Como Pedro tenía sombra.
The hour is coming.
Ahora venía.
Silver and gold have I none.
Oro y plata no tengo.
Such as I have.
Pero lo que tengo.
I give it unto you.
Pero lo doy a ti.
Adoption time.
tiempo de adopción.
Speak the word.
Habla la palabra.
Hallelujah. Glory. My, my, my. Now, this is just for the tape.
You
may be seated. A man can turn on the light.
Encender la luz.
Volume 6, number 1.
Volumen 6, número 1.
I use it already.
Ya, ya la usé.
But I'm going to put it on this tape.
Pero quiero ponerla en esta cinta.
Amen. Page 29.
Página 29.
Paragraph 151.
Párrafo 151.
The sun comes today.
El sol viene hoy.
Get a little stronger.
Se pone más fuerte.
Each day is getting a little stronger.
Cada día se pone más fuerte.
A little stronger.
Un poquito más fuerte.
So finally the wheat that's laying there.
Hasta finalmente que el trigo que está ahí.
It will go to taking life.
Toma vida.
After a while.
Después de un tiempo.
The life will come up.
La vida subirá.
Get a little stronger.
Se pone más fuerte.
A little stronger.
Un poquito más fuerte.
March.
Marzo.
April.
Abril.
May.
Mayo.
June.
Julio.
July,
Julio,
she's in the harvest.
Está en la siega.
Then,
entonces,
you see,
ve,
the same sun,
el mismo sol,
shining today in January,
reflejando ahora en enero,
or December that's up,
o que sale,
up there bathing that snow and melting it down on the grain,
bañando esa nieve hacia la agua,
bringing it water,
trayendo agua.
It's the same sun,
es el mismo sol,
but the wheat could not live in that same sunlight in June.
Pero el trigo no podía vivir en ese mismo sol.
Because the sun gets a little strong each day.
Porque el sol se pone más fuerte cada día.
And the grain should be a little more mature to receive the sunlight.
Y el grano debe ser más maduro para recibir el sol.
Did you hear what he said there?
¿Oíste lo que dijo?
He said it'll go to taking life.
Dice, tomará vida.
In March.
En marzo.
In April.
Abril.
In May.
Mayo.
In June.
En julio.
The life will come up.
La vida subirá.
What does it mean the life will come up?
¿Qué significa que la vida subirá?
On a message.
Un mensaje.
Choosing law from grace.
Coger gracia y ley.
Middletown, Ohio.
Middletown, Ohio.
Quote.
Cito.
That sound.
Ese sonido.
That came on the day of Pentecost.
Que vino en el día de Pentecostés.
Like a rushing mighty wind.
Como un viento recio.
That was certainty.
Eso fue la certeza.
That life had come.
Que la vida había llegado.
For it was spiritual life.
Porque fue vida espiritual.
The same spiritual life.
Esta misma vida espiritual.
Charity.
Caridad.
Dropped down here in April.
Descendió aquí en abril.
Is here now.
Está aquí ahora.
Came down to Pinharris.
Descendió en Pinharris.
All three elements are here.
Todos los tres elementos están
aquí. Are you sanctified?
Están santificados.
Then you shall be filled.
Entonces vas a ser
lleno. The spiritual life is here.
Vida espiritual está aquí.
Oh, the same spiritual life in the upper room is here now.
Vida espiritual que estaba en el aposento alto está aquí ahora.
The cloud has been turned.
La nube se le dio vuelta.
The life is here.
La vida está aquí.
March, April, May, June.
Marzo, abril, mayo, junio.
July, she's in the harvest.
Julio está en la siega.
Page 32.
Página 32.
Paragraph 162.
Párrafo 162.
Not Luther's manna.
No, en la maná de Lutero.
Wesley manna.
Maná de Wesley.
Pentecostal manna.
Maná pentecostés.
But this is introducing the headstone.
Pero eso es introduciendo la piedra de corona.
The last day.
El último día.
The bride tree.
El árbol de la novia.
The headstone.
La piedra de corona.
Is the bride tree.
Es el árbol de la novia.
And the bride tree.
El árbol de la novia.
Which is the headstone.
¿Cuál es la piedra de corona?
Is in you.
Está en ti.
Does it mean that, my brother?
¿Significa eso, mi hermano?
Then the seven thunders.
Entonces los siete truenos.
Caps the pyramid.
Corona la pirámide.
The seven thunders.
Los siete truenos.
Is the headstone.
Es la piedra de corona.
That's your message.
Ese es tu mensaje.
The manifest Jesus Christ.
Manifiesta Jesucristo.
Amen. It's contrary to all of it.
Es contrario a todo lo demás.
And yet it's the same light.
Y aún todavía es la misma vida.
For the matured.
Madurado.
The same light that Luther had.
La misma luz que tuvo Lutero.
But it wasn't so strong.
Pero no era tan fuerte.
And Wesley.
Y Wesley.
And the Pentecostals.
Y los Pentecostales.
It wasn't July yet.
Todavía no era julio.
It would ruin it then.
Hubiese echado raíces.
But it went to taking life.
Pero tomó vida.
That meant.
Eso significaba.
That in April the wheat.
Que el capacitor, el trigo,
must grow,
tiene que crecer,
and mature,
y madurar,
and take back on the same seed life,
y tomar la misma vida semilla,
that they had on the day of Pentecost.
Que tenían el día de Pentecostés.
It would take the same son of man,
tomará el mismo hijo del hombre,
to bring the same life,
para traer la misma vida,
the same word,
la misma palabra,
the same power,
el mismo poder,
and the bride would have to receive it.
Y la novia lo tiene que recibir.
And that's the life.
Y esa es la vida.
And by June,
y por junio,
by June 30th,
por julio 30,
all of the food value,
todo el valor del alimento,
should be in the seed.
Debe de estar en la simiente.
All the promises.
Todas las promesas.
All the way down to adoption time.
Hasta a los tiempos de adopción.
That seed.
Esa simiente.
Should have received it.
Debe de recibirlo.
Amen. Seven seals.
Siete sellos.
Seven thunders.
Siete truenos.
Seven vials.
Siete.
Amen. Jacob, grace, chosen perfection.
Jacob, gracia, usted perfección.
Seven virtues.
Siete virtudes.
Seven thunders.
Siete truenos.
Virtue, powerful service.
Virtud, poder para servicio.
Adoption.
Adopción.
Perfection.
Perfección.
Charity.
Caridad.
You should have received it.
Debe de recibirlo.
If you have received it,
si lo has recibido,
you are now mature.
Ahora son maduros.
You're now ready.
Están listos.
To take the July hot sun.
Para tomar el sol caliente de
hot charity.
Caridad caliente.
Holy fire.
Santo fuego.
To burn.
Para quemar.
No more Pentecostal babies.
No más bebés pentecostal.
That's afraid of the word. Afraid of the word.
Temor de la palabra. Temor de la palabra.
My conflict this.
Mi pastor es,
this is wrong.
Esto está malo.
This happened.
Esto me sucedió.
You can't take this hot sun.
Tú no puedes tomar este sol caliente.
Repent.
Repiéntate.
You got excuses.
Tienes excusas.
You're not ready.
No está listo.
Amen. You need to be sanctified.
Necesitas ser santificado.
Amen. Oh my. Praise God. Same light, ripen it.
Misma luz para madurar.
The same sunshine today.
El mismo sol que refleja hoy.
Will be ripening the grain for the harvest in July.
Madurará el trigo para julio.
Did you hear what he said?
¿Oíste lo que dijo?
That was this Malachi 4.
Este Malachi 4.
The same sun shining today.
El mismo sol que está reflejando hoy.
63. Signs and wonders and miracles.
Señales, maravillas y prodigios.
The word.
La palabra.
All the mysteries.
Todo lo misterio.
That same sun.
Ese mismo sol.
Will be ripening the grain.
Va a madurar el grano.
Amen. Ripen the grain for the harvest in July.
Madurar el grano para la siega en julio.
My, are we here?
Estamos aquí.
The fullness of time has come.
La plenitud de los tiempos ha llegado.
What a hour.
Qué hora.
What a joy.
Qué gozo.
My, glory. Amen. Certainly it is.
Claro que sí.
It could not take it now.
No lo puede tomar ahora.
The prophet.
El profeta.
Speaking in 1963.
Hablando en el 63.
You cannot take it now.
No lo puede tomar ahora.
I have many things to tell you.
Tengo muchas cosas para decirte.
But you can't bear it now.
Pero no lo puedes cargar ahora.
Oh, but when the Spirit of Truth has come,
el Espíritu de verdad ha venido,
He'll take what's mine.
Lo tomará lo que es mío.
He'll show it to you.
Te lo mostrará.
He'll reveal it.
Te lo revelará.
And show you things to come.
Y te mostrará cosas de mí.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because you're mature.
Porque eres maduro.
You're ready.
Estás listo.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Sí, ven, Señor Jesús.
Amen. The season wasn't right then.
El tiempo no era maduro todavía.
But it is now.
Pero sí es ahora.
Oh, my. We are here.
Estamos aquí.
Spiritual life is here.
Vida espiritual está aquí.
The cloud has been turned.
La nube ha sido dada vuelta.
She's in the harvest.
Está en la siega.
July.
Julio.
Amen. I'd like to ask you a question.
¿Puedo hacer una pregunta?
Was the little Penn Harris meeting in July?
¿Fue la reunión en Penn Harris en julio?
July 4th through the 8th?
Julio 4 al 8.
1981? Was it a sign?
¿Era una señal?
To the bride today?
¿A la novia hoy?
That the grain is mature?
¿El grano está maduro?
And we are now in July?
¿Y ahora estamos en julio?
Now remember,
recuerde,
July is the harvest.
Julio es la siega.
You don't go past July.
No pasa julio.
July remains.
Julio permanece.
Until the literal harvest.
Hasta la siega literal.
You stay in July.
Se quedan en julio.
Until the literal resurrection.
Hasta la resurrección literal.
Did you get it?
¿Captaste?
My, you got it.
Bien.
Amen. Is that why, if the Lord tarries,
por eso es que si Señor se tarda,
we have to go back to Penn Harris?
Tenemos que regresar a Penn Harris
in July?
En julio?
Is that what's going on?
¿Eso es lo que está sucediendo?
Was this July?
¿Fue este julio?
Ephesians 4:11?
Efesios 4:11?
A five-fold ministry?
Un ministerio quíntuple?
A sign,
una señal,
on display,
desplegada,
that there is a five-fold ministry?
Que hay un ministerio quíntuple?
Will next July,
próximo julio,
if the Lord tarries,
si el Señor tarda,
will it be a sign,
será una señal,
of Ephesians 4:13,
de Efesios 4:13,
a perfect man,
un hombre perfecto,
a bride,
una novia,
adopted,
adoptada,
vindicated,
vindicada,
perfection,
perfección,
will it be a sign,
será una señal,
on the way to the harvest,
hasta la siega,
becoming like him,
llegando a ser como él,
in his very image,
en su mera imagen,
praise God. Now, we are in July.
Estamos en julio.
We're going to stay in July.
El mismo julio.
I'm going to prove it to you.
Se lo voy a probar.
Sit down. Amen. Oh, my. Are we in a sign?
Maduro.
And we're now in July.
Y ahora estamos en julio.
Drying out time.
Tiempo de secar.
Now the Indiana wheat.
Ahora el trigo de Indiana.
Same type in Palestine.
El mismo que está en Palestina.
His degrading history, some of it.
Aquí está la historia del grano un poquito.
By June,
Don Julio,
all of the food value is in it.
Todo el valor del alimento está en ella.
The life of the original seed,
la vida de la simiente original,
must come back to it.
Tiene que regresar.
By the latter rain,
por la lluvia tardía.
The latter rain,
la lluvia tardía.
Make the last crop,
hace la última cosecha.
For the end,
para el fin.
But the rain, but the seed, but the life must come in.
Pero la vida tiene que entrar.
And the life is the word,
y la vida es la palabra.
And the word is the germ,
y la palabra es el germen.
And the germ is the life,
y el germen es la vida.
My. But it's still too moist.
Pero todavía está muy mojada.
To harvest it.
Para hacer la siega.
So let it dry out.
Así deje que se seque.
About July 1st.
En julio primero.
She turns from a green.
Llega a ser convertirse de verde.
Fleshy.
Carnal.
And the shuck is green and fleshy.
El porro es verde y carnal también.
And you don't know who's who.
Y no sabe quién es quién.
But you bring them seven thunders on.
Trae esos siete truenos.
And you begin to find out who's shuck and who's wheat.
Entonces vas a saber quién es porro y quién es grano.
And during the seven thunders,
y durante los siete truenos,
last 7 years,
últimos siete años,
the seed,
la simiente,
begins to die out,
llega a comenzar a morir,
and stop their fleshy shuck ways,
y deja de dejar su cosa carnal,
and the shuck goes on being shuck,
y el porro sigue siguiendo porro,
because it's shuck,
porque es porro,
but the seed is the grain,
pero la simiente es el grano,
the word made flesh,
la palabra hecha carne,
for this hour,
para esta hora,
faith,
fe,
virtue,
virtud,
knowledge,
conocimiento,
temperance,
templanza,
patience, godliness,
piedad,
yes, godliness,
piedad,
with help,
sin lo cual,
no man shall see the Lord,
un hombre verá a Dios.
And identified in brotherly kindness.
Identificado en afecto fraternal.
He did this.
Él hizo esto.
She did that.
Ella me hizo aquello.
Should I forgive him?
¿Debe perdonarlo?
Yes.
Sí.
How many times?
¿Cuántas veces?
70 times 7.
70 más 7.
Amen. So about July 1st,
así el primero de julio,
the seed turns golden brown.
La simiente llega a ser dorada.
Only a few days now.
Solo unos pocos días más.
July 7th.
El 7 de julio,
1970, I was down in Brother Tommy Dillard's place.
Estaba en el lugar del hermano Tommy Dillard.
On July 7th,
en julio 7,
I was there for July.
Estaba ahí para julio.
And I actually seen a harvest.
Y vi una cosecha.
I watched it every day.
Estaba mirando cada día.
And Brother Tommy said, "Come and watch."
Hermano Tommy me dijo, "Ven y vela."
I watched the husbandman, the farmer.
Y miré al cosechero.
All during the time that wheat was growing,
durante todo el tiempo que el trigo estaba creciendo,
he didn't even look at it.
Ni aún la miró.
It didn't even come out there.
No, ni salió.
Even while it thundered, he still didn't come.
Mientras estaba tronando, todavía no salió.
Amen. But about July 1st,
pero el primero de julio,
he began to come out.
Comenzó a salir.
He seen a sign.
Él vio una señal.
The Heavenly Father sees a sign.
El Padre Celestial ve una señal.
This one is dying.
Este está muriendo.
From the fleshy green ways.
De su manera carnal verde.
To golden brown.
Adorado.
They're rotten to their cells.
Poniéndose a su ser.
To their attitude.
A la actitud.
Then he begins to come around.
Entonces viene.
Then he begins to feel the power.
Entonces siente poder.
Then you begin to feel the blessing.
Entonces siente la bendición.
Not before you repent.
No antes de que te arrepientas.
Amen. So I watched the farmer come out.
Así miré al cosechero.
He pluck one.
Cogió una.
Pluck another one.
Cogió otra.
Each day he's plucking.
Cada día está cogiendo una.
The July sun is hot.
El sol de julio es caliente.
And right now,
ahí.
He knows his tears at the bottom.
Él sabe que hay cizaña abajo.
In the church.
En la iglesia.
And they're going to shout and scream.
Y van a gritar y clamar.
When they feel the power.
Y cuando ellos sienten el poder.
But he knows that.
Pero él sabe eso.
So he plucks here and he plucks
así,
there.
Arranca aquí, arranca allá.
He finds a ripened grain.
Encuentra un grano maduro.
And he found one on July 7th.
Y encontró uno en julio 7.
I found it written in my notes.
Encontré escrito en mis notas.
And it was right there on July 7th.
Y ahí estaba en julio 7.
1970.
1970.
1 month later.
Un mes después.
Up on Mount Tremblant. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Forget it. Amen. I know that I know that I know. Amen. Then he pulls it.
Entonces lo arranca.
He calls for the reapers.
Llama para los cosecheros.
Cut this field down now.
Corte este campo ahora.
Short, quick message.
Mensaje rápido, corto.
Shake the whole nation.
Sacudir toda la nación.
Why?
¿Por qué?
The farmer called for the reapers.
El cosechero llama a los segadores.
He called them at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Los llamó a las 2 de la tarde.
2 p.m.
A las 2 en punto.
Second pull is finished.
La segunda etapa se terminó.
Third pull at hand.
La tercera etapa está en mano.
Amen.
The reapers,
los segadores,
reap that field the same night.
Llegan a ese campo la misma noche.
They will finish about 12 p.m. at night.
La terminan las 12 y media.
The midnight hour is here.
La hora de la medianoche.
Go out to meet the bridegroom.
Vete para encontrar el
novio. Turn your lamp.
Hallelujah,
praise God, amen. Yes, sir.
Sí, señor.
Amen. I've seen it with these eyes.
Lo vi con estos ojos.
The Lord, I'm going to see that one day.
Y el Señor lo voy a ver un día.
In the spiritual.
En lo espiritual.
Didn't know anything about Penharris or
no,
nothing.
No sabía nada de Penharris ni nada.
Oh my. So what am I saying?
Así que estoy diciendo.
Between July 1st.
Entre el primero de julio.
And July 6th, 7th, or 8th somewhere.
Y el julio 6, 7 y 8.
It's only a few days now.
Pero son unos pocos días.
Where it dries right out.
Cuando se seca bien.
It's a sign to the church.
Es una señal a la iglesia.
A short drying out period.
Un tiempo corto de secar.
The hot July sun is there.
El sol caliente de julio está ahí.
The hot July charity sun.
El sol de caridad julio caliente.
For a few days.
Por un poco días.
A little short time.
Un tiempo corto.
Maybe 1 year.
Quizás un año.
God can do more
Dios puede hacer
in 1 year
un año,
with the Pelosi's failure doing 2,000 years.
Los teólogos fallaron de hacer en 2,000 años.
Amen. This is called by the farmers.
Eso es llamado por los cosecheros.
The final ripening stage.
El estado final de la madurez.
The husk
la espiga
has turned from green to yellow.
Ha convertido de verde a amarillo.
And pulled away.
Y hace apartado.
And is yellow straw.
Y hay paja amarilla.
The seed changes from yellow to golden brown.
La simiente cambia de amarillo a dorado.
And it shrinks.
Y se pone pequeña.
Because it's full of moisture.
Porque está llena de
agua. It's still wet.
Todavía está mojada.
It's not good for the cattle.
No es buena para el ganado.
Not good for bread.
No es buena para el pan.
Not good for anything yet.
No es buena para nada.
And in the July harvest.
Pero en la siega de julio.
That seed is still wet.
Esa simiente todavía está mojada.
It cannot be replanted in the resurrection.
No se puede sembrar en la resurrección.
My. It'll take them 7 living voices.
Necesita estos 7 voces vivientes.
In the July hot sun.
En el julio de caliente.
To live out.
Para vivir.
The word image.
La palabra imagen.
To prove.
Para probar.
Is not moist anymore.
Que no es mojada más.
And when the last one.
Y cuando el último.
Is not moist.
Ya no es mojado.
Anymore.
Más.
Is adopted.
Y es adoptado.
Then you will hear a voice.
Entonces oirá una voz.
The last trump.
La última trompeta.
The dead in Christ shall rise.
Los muertos en Cristo se levantarán.
The same husbandman.
El mismo labrador.
That plucks you.
Y que te arranca.
Will pluck them from glory.
Le arrancará de la gloria.
In the fullness of time.
En la plenitud de los tiempos.
What's gathered in heaven.
Que está reunido en el
what's
cielo.
What's gathered on the earth.
Está reunido en la tierra.
Shall be all in him. All things shall be gathered in him.
Todos serán reunidos en él.
In the fullness of time.
En la plenitud de los tiempos.
Glory. Oh, what an hour.
¿Qué hora?
What a time.
¿Qué tiempo?
Shake loose the flesh.
Sacuda la carne.
Shake loose the world.
Sacuda
get off, you demon. I'm going home.
Yo me voy a casa.
I come from glory.
Yo vengo de gloria.
I'm going back to
yo
glory.
Voy a regresar a la gloria.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You purpose in your heart today. How many devils here?
No importa cuántos diablos
están aquí. Your wife don't want it.
Si la esposa no lo quiere.
Your husband don't want it.
Si la esposa no lo quiere.
Your children don't want it.
Los niños no lo quieren.
You going through.
Tú lo quieres.
You're gonna make it.
Tú vas a llegar.
I shall be caught up to meet them in the air.
Raptado en el aire.
Glory. Hallelujah. I'm gonna make it.
Yo voy a llegar.
I've already made it.
Yo voy a, ya yo llegué.
Amen. I ain't got too much time left.
No tengo mucho tiempo.
Sit down a minute.
Siéntate un minuto.
Amen. COD book.
Libro de conducta.
I want to put it on the tape. You heard it before.
En la cinta, lo oyeron antes.
Brother Bram on the Feast of the Trumpets.
Hermano Bram en la fiesta de las trompetas.
It was a little confusing.
Estaba un poquito confuso.
About the seven, about the feast there.
De la fiesta ahí.
Feast of Passover.
Fiesta de la Pascua.
And the Feast of Trumpets.
La fiesta de las trompetas.
Feast of Pentecost.
Fiesta de Pentecostés.
Well, I'll skip on down.
Pero yo voy a saltar.
But he explained it here.
Pero él explicó aquí.
On questions and answers.
Preguntas y respuestas.
COD book.
El libro de conducta de orden.
Page 965.
Página
969 and 966. Paragraph 204.
Párrafo 204.
And
205.
But I'll skip it down for sake of time. I did explain it on there.
Dice, no lo expliqué ahí.
I said the seven Sabbaths like that.
Dije, siete sábados así.
But then I carried the same thought on over.
Pero entonces llevé el mismo pensamiento.
When it's the seventh month.
Cuando es el séptimo mes.
After the feast of Passover.
Después de la fiesta de la Pascua.
Or at the feast of Pentecost.
O la fiesta de Pentecostés.
Then come the feast.
Entonces viene la fiesta.
Notice.
Note.
After the sheaf was brought in.
Después que la gavilla fue traída.
And weighed.
Y mecida.
See.
for your acceptance,
para su aceptación.
You see then,
entonces ves,
remember there,
recuerde entonces,
the sheaf,
la gavia,
that's Malachi 4,
Malachi 4,
the sheaf turns into a loaf of bread.
La gavia llega a ser un bollo de pan.
After that time,
después de ese tiempo,
and if you don't take the sheaf's message,
y si no toma la mensaje de la gavia,
the sheaf is still being weighed.
La gavia todavía es mecida.
But if you take it the sheaf's message,
pero si tomas la mensaje de la gavia,
same faith I have,
como la misma fe que yo
tengo, seven thunders give you my faith,
los siete trenes te dan mi fe,
then you're ready to be a loaf of bread.
Entonces está listo para hacer un pollo de pan.
Amen. Praise God. When the sheaf,
cuando la gavia,
one sheaf,
una gavia,
then all goes,
todo va,
into one loaf.
Hacer un bollo de pan.
Then it was two loaves.
Entonces había dos bollos.
Jew and Gentile.
Who
but now it's one loaf.
Pero ahora es un bollo.
A Gentile bride.
Una novia gentil.
Amen. Oh, it's a great teaching there.
Es una gran enseñanza ahí.
I didn't touch the edge of it.
No, ni toqué las orillas.
But if you happen to catch it on your tape,
pero si lo captas en su cinta,
remember, look in the Bible.
Recuerden, miren la Biblia.
Look in the Bible.
Miren
here,
la Biblia.
You'll find it.
Lo encontrarás.
That's what I'm doing now.
Eso es lo que estoy haciendo ahora.
Amen. See, you see?
¿Ve?
Is 7 months after that.
Son siete meses después.
Count off 7 months.
Cuenta siete meses.
January.
Enero.
February.
Febrero.
March.
Marzo.
April.
Abril.
May.
Mayo.
June.
Junio.
July.
Julio.
It would be July.
Será julio.
7 months.
Siete meses.
Which represents.
Cual representa.
The full seven church ages.
Las plenas siete edades de la iglesia.
You mean January and February.
Febrero,
this year.
Este año.
To July,
hasta julio,
will represent the seven church ages.
Representa las siete edades de la iglesia.
Huh? He said the full seven church ages.
Es la plena siete edades.
Some minister,
algún ministro,
any minister,
cualquier ministro,
after the prophet,
después del profeta,
some minister,
algún ministro,
might pick that up.
Quizás lo recoge eso.
And then you would have it.
Entonces lo vas a tener.
Then you can put the word together.
Entonces puedes juntar la palabra.
And you can know your hour. Know your time. The coming of the Lord is here. The harvest time is here.
Tiempo de la siega está aquí.
Some minister might pick it up.
Algún ministro lo puede recoger.
It didn't say a bullhead.
No dijo una cabeza
dura. It said a minister.
Un ministro.
Amen.
Amen.
This ain't no backslidden preacher.
No dijo un predicador.
But a powerful minister.
Un ministro del ministerio quinto.
Glory. It ain't no group revelation.
Ninguna revelación de grupo.
Individual.
Individuos.
My, could it be friends?
Puede ser amigos.
That Malachi 4 said.
Que Malachi 4 dijo.
January.
Enero.
February.
Febrero.
March.
Marzo.
April.
Abril.
May.
Mayo.
June. July.
Julio.
Represents.
Representa.
The seven church ages.
Las siete edades de la iglesia.
And July is the seventh age.
Y julio es el séptima edad.
The harvest.
La siega.
1981,
a sign
to the bride, is this the harvest month?
¿Es este el mes de la siega?
Is it finished?
¿Se terminó?
Is it all over?
¿O todo acabó?
What an hour. The judgment here.
El juicio aquí.
Judgment is here.
Juicio está aquí.
But so is the joy of the harvest.
Es el gozo de la siega.
July is actually a harvest month.
Julio es un mes de la siega.
Did God give us a sign of this in Penn Harris?
Nos dio Dios una señal en Penn Harris.
Are we actually in another holy convocation season?
Estamos actualmente otra convocada como la.
No tenemos tiempo. Is July the harvest time?
Es tiempo, es julio, el tiempo de la siega.
Okay. Well, church, do you understand where you are today? You say amen? Well, you understand that you're in July in the harvest month. And then and you heard, you understood that therefore July is the hot sun, which is charity, which is dynamics, which is sunlit, which is Elohim coming forth in a time of life. You understand that? In other words, you're here. And you're ready for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're ready for signs, wonders, and miracles. Well, we're here. And it will be a short, quick message. And we will remain in July, literally all the way to the literal resurrection. Now, you may be seated. 1981 was a sign to you of the Elohim inspiration season. So therefore, 1981 was assigned to us. Now, how could it, how could it be possible for somebody to start preaching all of these messages, 30, 40, 50 messages in 1981? Would you start now trying to preach that? It'll take you to next year and the following year. So God dropped down and stored away some corn. With the Elohim anointing, the faith and circumstances, situations had to be here, and Satan's spirits had to be here to attack it and also reveal about who Satan is and so forth. You may be seated. So as 1981 was assigned, therefore it relates back to 2004, because Elohim himself, I didn't know how to approach the third pull. All through last year, I'm laying there sick, laying in surgery, laying in the hospital, and my only one thought laying in the hospital was, how do I get on that third phase, that third pull? That's all. So I said, I'm going to approach it this way, the opening and the finishing of the seventh seal. I was going through that the whole year. And then in February 2nd, he told me to go down in the basement and get faith to faith. And I did that, and then he told me the next week, February 8th, to go down in the basement and look for the Easter tapes. And I found those, and then I began to look in 81, and I seen a tape, Brother Joseph Coleman, and I saw Brother Jose Q. I said, Jose Q, there must be Quinones. I said, don't tell me that there's Spanish on these tapes. And that's how I found out. I put the tape on, and then I found all the rest of the Spanish tapes. So God did that himself. I knew nothing about it at all. Forgotten all about it. And wasn't even in my mind. So he's the one that brought out the 81 tapes, catch it now, in 2004. He could have brought it out in 2005 or 2006 maybe. But he brought it in 2004. And since it's four, then we had to go to Penn Harris, the same as we did in 81. But we marched over to Jerusalem. But this time, we hit the third phase, and it connected with the third pull. The opening of the word, the mystery revealed. So we are here. Praise God, we're here. So now we can understand from 81, you may be seated, before the beginning, in the beginning, from the beginning, the three things, who God is, who you are, who Satan is, and this revelation is what will connect you into way back before. You cannot be reborn unless you were there in as a thought. They are the only ones that can be reborn, because you had to be there, and you had to be in the Lamb's Book of Life as a word seed, and now you can be reborn. And it pleased God. Amen. Now listen, let me tell you something. You may be seated. Because of Adam and Eve, we had to come here. Our bodies laid in the dust. And because Adam had the book of life in him, which is the theophany, and he would have spoke the seeds of God in their generations. Adam would have done that. But because of the sin of Eve and Adam, therefore, we had to come through the flesh. Are you following me? We had to bypass our theophanies. Come here. So what I'm trying to tell you, to get rid of the guilt complex on you, other words, God thought of us in his mind, predestinated us, called us, justified us, and already glorified us. Amen. And the only reason you came here is because of Adam and Eve. So then that means that all the things that you did in your life that has transpired in your lives, the only reason that anybody knows anything about it, because of Adam and Eve. If it wasn't for Adam and Eve, we'd have never been here at all. And that's why he justified you. You never did it in the first place. That's the only way you can understand it. Amen. You are free. And he whom the Son of Man set free is free indeed. Amen. So we're here. So you may be seated. Glory. Hey. That's why God could do that. Do you understand now? That's why the woman at the well, he went to her. Because she was white in heaven and black on the earth. But she was not black on the earth. She was white on the earth also. So catch some faith to know who you are. Amen. We're going to have a Seven Thunder revival. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. So now, as 1981 did it, because I identified the fivefold ministry, well, then as it did in 81, then 2004 would be now, and it'd be a sign of the fivefold ministry, a portion of it, amen, being identified. So now, 1982, will that be a sign, Ephesians 4:13, a ministry stepping forward from around the world, and people from around the world coming forth, some begin to be adopted? Will that happen next year if the Lord tarries? We'll see. Amen. I don't know. Could be. Okay, today's tape, my father worked in hitherto and I work. And as I said, it was the same day as to know him from the beginning. And these two messages are on adoption to cap off the Elohim series of 1981. In February 1982 was the 10th inspiration in open Puerto Rico, and the revelation of Elohim giving Sarah and Abraham a promise while she was in the tent and returning back in dynamics, because he already was there through Malachi 4 in human skin. He comes back as dynamics, sunlit. So church, are you now on the third phase? So church, you are now on the third phase officially, and this is a message to everybody. Ministers, elders, deacons, ushers, song leaders, choir, musicians, helps, governments. You're now entering your place of trying. And here is going to be child training, tutoring, sanctification, instructions in righteousness, seasoning, correction, reproof, etc. So we're back to the Bible, back to the beginning, back to the Word. Eat the whole roll. Amen. So therefore, we are here. And I will be, because addressing a lot of issues in the church, New York and Pennsylvania, right on the spot, just speak right to you. Because you're supposed to be here as a seed of God. You're supposed to be ripe. You're supposed to be ready to be dried out with the excess moisture. So any excess moisture I see, I'll bring some hot sun. The Word to dry it out. So Pennsylvania, I will be addressing that laid back, that's been here since 1998, will now leave and as I'm healed and start to clean up Pennsylvania and New York also. We are getting ready to build a new church in Pennsylvania. I want to have a meeting as soon as I'm healed and get down there. And I assure you that that's a spirit will not be in the church present, nor will it be in the new church. Well, amen. And you're going to make mistakes now. Everybody was going to make mistakes. Peter was adopted, and he made a mistake, and he went down to Antioch, where they had multiracial in there, and then certain Jews come down there to try to make those Gentiles keep the law, and they wasn't even keeping the law themselves. So Peter and also Barnabas got carried away with the whole thing there. But thank God Paul saved the church of the living God to take it away from legalism. He kept it under grace. Amen. So many things like that there. You will make mistakes. And Brother Branham said it was not Peter's doctrine in difference with Paul. It was Peter's behavior that was in question. So place of trying is to sanctify us. With our behavior and seasoning and everything else. So you're going to make mistakes now, see, but because you are in training, you will make mistakes. So, and then no praise demons and all spirits will leave both churches. There's something about New York City. What will it be? It'll be a manifestation of the revelation of November 1064, Joseph Perfection, finally, Joseph Perfection, rainbow coat, finally on display, a perfect man, Ephesians 4:11 through 13, on display for the whole message to see. Well, praise God, and sister had a dream, July 6th. She said, a voice spoke to me and said to me, it is time to take over. Well, I'm going to take over. Praise God. I've been kind of just coming around, you know. Then I was healed in the next part of the dream. So New York, PA, I will do just that on the third phase. So now let's hear Malachi 4 on this tape tell you about adoption, tell you how God tried to raise up a Luther, raise up a Wesley, Pentecostal, all the individual evangelists and so forth. Not one could make it. Only the prophet made it. Here we are now. So he's going to try now. Everybody's in here. We're all a nice little group. So he's going to try to begin to raise you up. If you can take the word. That's going to be the test. So therefore, you listen to Malachi 4. He speaks about adoption. And then you will know what I've been talking about all these years. And I am commissioned to do this on the third phase in my office as pastor of New York and PA. So you pray for me. I'm wiped out. I just hardly make it here today. And I have to be healed, and I can't hardly do this no more. But I had to do this here. I finished my course here. So therefore, I have to be healed. If I'm healed this week, I'll see you next week. I have a message already. The Lord gave it to me February 28th. So, and if I have to come back, I'll certainly have to have the word of the Lord to come back here. So, before I'm healed, I mean, you know. Well, anyway, it's been wonderful. Praise God. So, listen to my remarks before and after. In between is a half an hour of the prophet telling you exactly about adoption. May the Lord bless you, and please pray for me.
I love him. Yes, I love him. Oh, because he first loved me. Oh, thank you. once I was bound, but now I am set free. Once I was blind, but now the light I see. And once I was dead, but now in Christ I live. Oh, to tell the world around the peace that He done. With all my heart I say, Lord, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, because He worship Him this morning. Set us free, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Live in me, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain. baby trials are going to fade away. We are moving into adoption time. Place in Christ. Consecrate, Lord, to Thee. Take my